Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is Black History Month, and we want to continue to talk about the history of America, the whole history. And I don't know if you knew this, but, you know, Fox and Friends did an awesome little segment on the lives of the very first black congressman in our nation. And I really want you to listen. This is encouraging. You know, I learned some information that I did not know, and maybe you will do the same. But this is so awesome. It gives us some more insight into the contribution of all Americans, and in particular, black Americans, since we are in the middle of Black History Month. Listen up. Be encouraged.
Thanks, Brian. They are some of the bravest congressmen that this country has ever known, and it's very likely that you've never heard of them until now.
The country's first black congressman took on Washington during the Reconstruction era, fighting for reforms in public education and equal rights, all while battling racial prejudice and overcoming their personal stories of oppression and slavery. Their stories are told in the fantastic book Capital Men, an epic story of Reconstruction through the lives of the first black congressman. Joining us now is the book's author, Philip Dre. Good morning. Thanks
nice
for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
See you.
What originally was your inspiration for this book?
It was that image that's on the cover of the book, yes, of the seven of the first black congressmen looking so dignified. And I wondered who they were. It looked sort of incongruous, a mid-19th century image like that. And when I learned that there really was not much information about them at all, that no one had really written a book about them, I decided maybe I would undertake that.
Philip, take us through three of these incredible congressmen in our
sure.
history. Let's start with Robert Smalls. His story is maybe the most fantastic of all of them.
Well, Robert Smalls was a slave in South Carolina. He came to be known as the boat thief to the Southerners, who really came to dislike him. He worked on a boat in Charleston Harbor as a slave and connived to steal the boat and deliver it over to the Union Navy. And for this, he was honored by being made the captain of the same boat and went on to then help win the argument for enlisting former slaves in the Union Army.
It helped
by his example.
By you
yes.
saying, convinced President Lincoln that
That's
they should
right.
go on to into the Army.
That's right, exactly. Because
wow. right.
at that time, it was a matter of debate whether this should be done or not, and his example helped to put that over.
Tell us about Robert Brown Elliott as well. You illustrate him so well.
He was a man from, he's kind of mysterious, actually, and it's interesting. At that time, of course, there wasn't the kind of research that went into finding out who politicians were, necessarily. His background is a little murky, but he was a brilliant orator from South Carolina. They called him the African because he was very dark-complected. And, you know, we have to remember that at that time, most white people were unaccustomed to hearing black people speak, especially in public. And they were arrested by what they called at that time the African cadences. In other words, his ability to speak. We're familiar with it from the Black Church or Martin Luther King Jr., this very powerful form of oratory, which people at that time, whites, were kind of blown away by it, really.
It really was an incredible figure. And then finally, Blanche K. Bruce, Senator Blanche K. Bruce.
Right. Blanche Bruce was from Mississippi, weighed about 300 pounds. He was this kind of incredibly powerful presence, very aristocratic. They said he had the manners of a Chesterfield, Lord Chesterfield. He became a very close friend of President Grant's. He actually traveled in Europe with the former President Grant and his wife. He also was someone who had been a slave, kind of went to Oberlin, kind of worked his way up, became a sheriff in Mississippi. And remember at that time, because of the 15th Amendment, which allowed black men to vote, you had about 2,000 black elected officials throughout the South, and 16 of whom, like Bruce, Elliott, and Smalls, served in Congress.
Wow. Capital Men is the book, a fantastic read. Philip Dre, we want to thank you for being with
us. Thanks so much.
Today.
Nice to see you.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Robert Smalls, Robert Brown Elliott, and Senator Blanche Bruce, a Republican senator from Mississippi, a former slave. Listen, I encourage you, get the book, Capital Men, and let's know more about our history. Absolutely amazing.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida. to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.